Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Close the trunk.
So you're yelling at a f***ing guy?
Close the trunk.
I think she probably just does that to everybody.
That's fair.
The way Paris Hilton's bodyguard has to chase after her in the desert heat as she skips away.
She probably was just going to run in a circle.
She's got a 22-foot frolic span.
Cardi, I'm going to give you the edge of a sock.
Your sock?
My sock.
Is that a set of the woods?
Her lighting is so flawless in these woods.
I give what you give to me.
Now you following me?
Okay, so by the looks of that, everybody's coming for me this year.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Woo! Morgan and Nina are, honestly, who cares at this point? comedian Jackie Tone is back in Atlanta. Housewife Candy Burris is here too.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
It's fun having some new blood on the show. I like
new
this.
New blood.
Yeah, this is great. All right, let's get started. Fans are calling out Kris Jenner after the latest Kardashians episode. Twitter isn't happy with the way Kris was talking to her driver. Ooh. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news, rich woman treats regular people poorly.
You know what? I just want to talk to you for 2 seconds.
I'm just saying hi to my daughter.
I'm just on a deadline here. Just have 2 seconds. Can we call her right back?
I love you, baby. Give me a kiss and I'm gonna go.
Sir, can I ask you to leave us alone for 5 minutes?
I
just want to do something real quick. Here we go. Is his window rolled up?
Yes,
but the trunk is open.
Close the trunk!
So you're yelling at a f***ing guy?
Close the trunk!
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind closing the trunk for a moment? Thank you so much. It's not what you say, it's how you say
no.
It's the no for me right at the end, callously.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. No. Are fans overreacting or is this?
No, the bad part, I was like, what did she do?
I know.
Oh, Candy.
She said, close the trunk.
Yeah,
she sure did. I have trouble with the whole thing.
You do.
Oh, really?
So,
what happened?
Yeah, it's not very nice. I think a very good way to judge a person's character is how they treat people. It doesn't take that much to just exactly do what Chloe did, which is like, hey, but can I just trouble you for 2 seconds? Do the thing. Shut the trunk! It's just like shrill ass mother, Jesus.
But you know what I got from it? Like, I don't think it's a thing that she just does to the service industry. I think she probably just does that to everybody.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what
fair.
I mean? I don't think it's just for the people that's working for her. I think she's just very, like, direct and not really thinking about anything that she's saying. Just like, I gotta talk to her. Can you just shut the trunk?
But to your point, Candy, that 2 seconds prior, she said to Chloe, like, hang up with your daughter.
Exactly.
So you are right. She is just like, I don't care what your kid has to say. I need to tell you something, well, and that's more important.
I also love how she was like, he can't hear us, right? Okay, now in front of these 6 cameras, let me tell you this detail about my life. Anyway, it was the final week of Coachella, a.k.a. the first week of a new pandemic. And one of my best friends, my podcast co-host, and a financial equal, Paris Hilton, I lost it at the end there. Was filmed frolicking in the desert with her bodyguard desperately trying to keep up with her. Paris actually reposted the video. Check it out.
The way Paris Hilton's bodyguard has to chase after her in the desert heat as she skips away.
Yes! I respect his dedication to the craft of bodyguarding.
He's very into it.
He's great. Just is like, oh, he was such a caveman.
I always think that is so weird, like, when you're just chilling and it's security around, like, you can't even move a step without him feeling like he has to be right on your ass.
Yeah.
100%. You know what I mean? It's like, she probably was just gonna run in a circle or something, but he was like right there.
Yeah. She's also, people don't know, but she's my height, or she's about 5'10", 11". I don't even know.
Wow.
And she's got a 22-foot frolic span. Like, each one of those steps is long. Moving on, a new episode of Cardi Tries is out, and I'm honestly thinking that she's uncomfortable in most situations. Like, she hasn't tried an enjoyable one yet. But let's see her enjoy surviving in the wild.
Cardi, I'm gonna give you the edge of a sock.
Your sock?
My sock.
I can use my sock.
Do you have good socks on?
I'm
what do you want to use these?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, hell no.
So we're gonna hold it just like this.
Let's get it over with.
I'm gonna add some sand.
Okay.
This is gonna act like a filter. We're gonna scoop up some water.
The muggy one?
The muddy water. I'm gonna pour this.
Why can't you do it from the other one side? The other side looks cleaner than this side.
It filters through the sand, it filters through the sock, and then we got clean water. So it looks a little dirty, but it's drinkable.
A little dirty.
Nah. I'm scared. There's a lot of sucking you gotta do.
Do you, would you drink water from this sock?
Oh, he looked like his feet stank.
Really?
He looked like his feet stank. There's no way I could drink from his sock. Like, seriously.
If I was gonna die, I would drink from anybody's sock. I mean, this is a survival show, so that's the thing. But, like, in an ideal
world... Not for this TV show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know what was... I have so many thoughts, gang. One of which is, like, is that a set of the woods? That doesn't even look like they're in the woods.
Her lighting is so flawless in these woods. Like, if see, like...
And that hair and makeup, it's just like, this is...
No.
It just looks like a set to me. That...
Listen, it would be a real cut. Okay, now take the tap, take the water from the filter and put it in here, because I would not be drinking the water from his body.
Yeah, there was, like, four levels of filtering, though, because then they boiled the water, then they did a life
then
straw.
Then they used that full filter, which apparently you don't have to even do anything before you use that thing.
No. Anyway... Chris Pratt just shared a messy mistake that he made. He wanted a smoothie, but ended up with a facial, and not the fun kind.
Ooh.
Whatever you do, guys, do not stick the spoon in the blender while it's blending to stir up your spinach protein shake. You end up getting spinach everywhere. It's all over the counter.
He looks like he just came out of a movie and that's part of his makeup from the war or something.
Uh-huh. He went to battle with the blender and he lost. I just feel like at some point you're too old to make that mistake.
I couldn't agree more. Also, he has too much money to make that mistake.
What?
Get a chef. I mean, I don't have a chef. But like, look at him, I feel like he's got
that. Okay, Chris Kardashian.
Close the trunk.
I just feel like he's got the money and he can't make a smoothie. There are options for him. I don't have those options. I'm not saying I got chef money.
Do you guys do dumb stuff like this in the kitchen?
I've had my moments.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I definitely have had a moment where, you know, you forget to put the thing on all the way and hit the button. It's just...
Oh, it's bad.
I'm so clumsy in the kitchen. I'll go to fill a water bottle in the fridge, and I'm not looking at where the hole lines up with where the water comes out. I'm talking to someone, and I'm holding it there for 30 seconds, and the thing is just pissing all over the floor. And then I look over. It's like, forget being a bad cook. Like, I can't fill a water bottle.
Yeah.
So who am I being like, get a chef? It's like... You know what I mean? Like, who am I, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mine always comes from ego. It'll be like trying to flip, like, 5 eggs at one time.
Oh.
Pretty sexy, I know, Candy. Give me one hot stove, and I will go ahead and make
it. Oh, that would go crazy for you, okay?
Uh-huh. The whole crowd, the humidity's gonna go up, I'll tell you right now. Anyway, we have to take a break on that note. But coming up, Candy is gonna give us all the spoilers about the new season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. promise we'll keep it just between us. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The wait is almost over. The Atlanta Housewives return this Sunday at 8 p.m. on Bravo. Candy, we aren't above begging for an exclusive. Ooh. So we want to know what the hell is going on in this particular promo.
Uh-oh. Who
thinking they know some tea on me about sucking in the locker room?
This is a kid working party.
You and your Jersey crew.
Money made on this house.
He didn't have the money to pay that condo off.
Her, your mama, and your family, y'all so disrespectful.
My husband was there when you said that you wanted to have sex.
Yeah, go have your husband buzzing my all night.
Candy doesn't know how to be a friend.
Candy was a damn hoe. She everybody for free.
I give what you give to me.
Now you following me.
Okay, so by the looks of that, everybody's coming for me this year. It's crazy.
It was a little aggressive against you.
It did seem a little aggressive. Now, it started off with that party when I said, I don't suck in a locker room. I've never sucked in a locker room. Now, they were trying to play like this game where people would pull, you know, have secrets about different people and they would pull them out of a hat.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody said that I used to suck in the locker room or something. Crazy.
Right.
I was like,
crazy.
I've never sucked. I was going crazy, and nobody admitted to putting it in the bucket.
It's so funny, because when you see a clip like that, you wonder, what was the question that made her scream, I don't suck in a locker room, yes. But it was actually, you suck in a locker room.
Yes. Yeah. Still trying to find out who did that, but yeah. I was like, oh, they tried to cover me secretly, and I didn't like it.
Do you think we'll find out in the season?
You're gonna have to watch this.
Okay, we're gonna watch the show. We're gonna find out. And have you guys been dying to see Lindsay Lohan back on television?
I'm looking forward to it.
You're looking forward to it. Well, this is all your fault then. she's narrating a new dating show called Love Struck High, where people are sent back to high school to find love.
Oy.
Welcome to Love Struck High, the high school just like in the movies. There's jocks.
Just here trying to catch a vibe.
Queen bees.
Hello, darling.
The nerds.
I just love people, like.
And guess what? They're all single.
This is gonna be juicy.
The winning couple will win $100,000.
Obviously, you know I'm interested in you. I think I've made that clear.
I feel like you've also flirted with every single other girl.
The crowns have come off, the tiaras are being thrown, and we're fighting for our man, bitches.
Bring it on.
You're fake, you're a liar, you're full of sh**.
You have been expelled.
What the f***?
Well, that went from 0 to 100 real quick.
If you could go back to high school, what's one thing you would do?
This looks like a nightmare to me.
Yeah.
I was cool.
Okay, I was not.
I was Miss 10th grade.
That is not a surprise to anybody, by the way.
And then I got my record deal when I was in high school, so my group, you know, we had a hit record going into my 12th
That's
grade year.
That's insane.
Yes. This is what I had a real problem with, though. I got most talented in my senior year, okay. Right? But they did not give me most popular. How? I have a platinum record with my group. Like, we're traveling the world, we're on TV.
I'm literally.
How am I not most popular in this high school?
You were like, yeah. I am factually most popular.
Yeah, that's a much better high school experience than all of us. Everybody here, everybody who ends up on television, we usually have. If I could go back and change one thing, there was this one kid that I bullied, not because I was a bad kid, but because I was bullied too. So like it was like that sad train.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I feel like I probably really hurt the kid. So if I could go back to high school, I'd probably invest in Bitcoin. Yeah, I didn't bully anybody. Oh. I was great. Anyway, it's time for the man I get all my advice from, Steve Harvey.
Yes.
He had a chat with his audience during a commercial break about how he plans on handling his kid's inheritance.
I'll tell you something about money, man.
If you don't use the money, it serves no purpose. If you don't use the money, you know, life ain't good. You could die. You got $300 million sitting over there. You could have been living. Yeah. That ain't what I'm doing. I already told my kids, you know, the wool. When you get to the wheel reading, you're going to be disappointed. Because me and your mama is spending 85% of all this money that your daddy making right now. I'm going to leave 15%. I'm not leaving my kids all that money, all that, that sitting around my funeral laughing. Everybody at my funeral going to be messed up.
I love him so much.
Poor kids, only $15 million.
I think it's 15% of his net worth.
I think his net worth is about $200 million, which would make 15% about $25 million. Ooh.
But the thing is, well, I will
say... I don't think he meant that, though. I think he literally meant, like...
Of whatever's left,
he's only going to leave them 15%.
But even if it's that amount... He has seven kids. So that's
a good point. That's nothing.
It's not nothing, but not in this economy.
$3.1 million each. What are you going to do? Buy a condo on the west side?
Yes.
Oh, that's not enough to live.
No. If you guys get your inheritance to your kids, how much of your wealth is going to them?
Ooh. Okay, so prior to watching this video, I definitely was a person who was living to just save it and try to make sure my kids have, like, the best of everything.
Okay.
If I kick the bucket, Lord forbid.
Right.
Where can I knock on wood? But after seeing him, I'm like, you know what? He might be right. I need to be, like, spending some money.
I first have to get a savings to be able to have a savings for my children. I think I'll start there.
She's going to chase right after the
show. That's correct.
My whole thing is if they go into philanthropy or they go into something that's, like, actually... good cause, I'll give them enough money to support that. Mm-hmm. But if they want to be actors or something,
Good luck!
Actually, a lot of us get life insurance policies, so they can just have that part.
Yeah, take the
part that I'm making, I can spend.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You live your life, and you're still leaving your kids so much money.
Yeah.
It's like everybody wins.
And all the properties and assets and everything is going to the kids. Let's stop worrying about Steve Harvey's kids moving forward. All right, we have to take another break, but coming up, we have inventions you don't know you need, like a dog bed for humans and a product that will help your man hit the spot every time. What is this combination of inventions? Go fund yourself is next. Again, if you really think about it, Nightly Pop is like Shark Tank, you know? Without the billionaires, the resources, or the ratings. Let's judge a bunch of random Kickstarter products. It's time for Go Fund Yourself. Yes. So have you ever looked at your dog's bed and thought, why can't I sleep on that dirty pillow? Well, two guys came up with the perfect solution.
We all know that people just want to sleep in dog beds, but they're simply not made for humans.
That's why we call this the human dog bed.
Lying on the floor is uncomfortable. That's why Pluffle has a 4-inch thick memory and orthopedic foam.
It's also portable, so you can take it with you wherever you need a nap.
Yay! Yeah.
She was holding the Pluffle like a purse.
Yeah, she's like, this is portable. It just can't fit in doorways or stairways or elevators or cars.
And certainly not my car, exactly.
You know those high-end beanbag things?
Yes.
But then you see like that it has that natural indentation. It's got like the memory foam size. And I started thinking to myself, that'd be pretty nice to have. I would love to have one of those. I don't know. I think this is not what the segment was meant for, but I'm in. I would invest.
This thing, I had the exact same experience, Hunter. I was like, oh, this is so dumb. I love how the guy words it like, that's as a fact. Uh-huh. Every human wants to sleep in a dog bed. Yeah. We all know that. We do? We all know that, Stu. Everybody wants to sleep in their gross dog. No. It's just like they're creating a solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That is a good point.
I think but to Hunter's point, I still want it.
I think this has also already been invented. It's called male college students not having a bed frame.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, basically.
Yes.
So anyway, good luck to this brand. I will be investing. Anyway, sharing a bathroom can ruin a relationship, but not anymore. This guy solved everything with a product called True Toilet.
We have unsanitary conditions When we go to the bathroom, we take this primitive act of standing 4 feet away from the toilet and aiming urine at the toilet, missing the toilet, getting urine on the floor. And the solution we have to these hygienic issues is the true toilet.
No.
Now, the urine goes directly into the true toilet head, and it goes through the passageway and into the toilet, directly into the toilet where it belongs every single time.
Guys, why?
It definitely is giving it stink. Yeah. Like, because you got to think, how are you cleaning the inside of that thing?
He's
like, you just made a tunnel of pee that is hard to clean out.
Another solution to a problem that doesn't exist, the actual solution, look where you're pointing your...
My husband always pees on the sheet. Because anybody who can't just pee in the hole and not pee on the seat, they will pee around the edge of that funnel.
Oh, that's so true.
Like, realistically.
I also love that this man thought men would rather invent things than pee correctly.
But can you imagine everybody comes by and they lay their... in the hole.
But I think
this is for
your main bathroom. This isn't for the, you don't put this in the powder room. And if you do, that's funny. Anyway, there is finally a solution for couples who want to jump in the shower together, mainly for washing, not really for the sex part. Meet the tandem shower.
What if there was a better way to shower together? Introducing the Tandem Shower, the easiest way to add a second shower head to your bathroom. No awkward shuffling when switching sides. No cold spots.
Nope. I was literally about to have a Kris Jenner moment. I'm like, why they just don't pay to get another?
Shut the trunk!
No, I mean, I guess, you know, for people who can't afford to get the extra shower head put in, this will work.
This is nice, like, if you have, like, an apartment or something, you don't want to do a ton of renovations.
Yeah.
I think that this is probably one of the best Kickstarters I've seen in terms of, like, a product people are going to love. And honestly, if I didn't have 3 shower heads in my shower, I'd get this.
I don't love showering with another person. That's not just, it's not, I think it's never as sexy as you want it to be, like in the beginning of a relationship.
Yeah, I so disagree with you.
In the beginning of a relationship, I think it's cute and fun, but then sort of as you get into it, you're sort of like, I just want to take a shower. No? Okay. Listen, no, I'm not dating either of you.
I love group showers. Big fan of group showers.
Well, then those 2 heads aren't going to be enough, are they, Mr. Mark?
The 2 heads, maybe, but not the shower head.
Hey. Yeah. Does not suck in the locker room.
I'm sorry, but we're all out of not really useful products. Thank you, Candy and Jackie, for joining us tonight. Don't forget to watch Candy and the Gang Sundays on Bravo at 9 p.m. Nightly Pop is new all week, so set those DVRs, you little freaks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.